Hello?
Hi, it's Mr. McDonald available, please.
Who's this?
Yes. H. James, Mr. McDonald from MMA Legal. You've asked us to give you a call regarding your Scottish redress compensation from when you was in care when you was younger, is that correct?
Yes.
How are you, Mr. McDonald? You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just messy.
Brilliant. Yeah, take your time, no problem at all, Mr. McDonald. So, my name is James Thompson. I have been allocated your case file, okay. We're giving you a call to let you know we need to set a case file up for you and then get it sent over to the legal team. The average compensation for a Scottish redress compensation is around about £45,000, okay. Once I've got your case file set up, it'll take around about 5 to 10 minutes. And once I've done that, then the legal team will be back in contact with yourself within 7 days. Is that okay?
Okay.
Brilliant stuff. So, Mr. McDonald, I'm going to go through a series of questions with you. Like I said, it's going to take maximum 5 or 10 minutes, okay?
Sure.
If there's anything that doesn't apply to you, you can just say move on, skip, and we'll just skip that question, all right?
Okay.
So, bear with me a moment. If I do go quiet, Mr. McDonald, I'm not ignoring you, I'm just updating your file, okay?
Okay.
So, I've got your first name as Alistair, is that correct? A-L-I-S-D-A-I-R, is that right?
Yes, surname, that's correct.
McDonald.
A-B-C, yep.
Yeah, I've got you. I've got an email address as alistair544@gmail.com, is that right?
Yep, that's correct.
Great stuff. Mr. McDonald, can you just confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's the 4th of February, 1986.
Oh, we've got the same birthday, me and you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Really?
Crazy. And I've got a contact number ending in 681.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm ringing you on now, is that right?
That's
the contact
great.
You want. Brilliant stuff. Okay. So once again, I'm going to go through a series of questions with yourself, okay, Mr. McDonald. In regards to when you was in the was it children's home or was it care system?
I was in a children's home and then I was in a residential school that was run by the Church of Scotland.
Right.
Jailplane, okay, no, I think no, it's no one of the ones that I saw listed on the site. Well,
right.
Facebook.
Okay. I'll take the names and the dates from you in a few moments' time. And then what I'll do, I'll search the records we have on file to make sure that we have them on file for you, okay? And Mr. McDonald, just confirm for me your home postcode, if you don't mind.
KA1-4QS.
I think you broke up then, Mr. McDonald. Say that again for me, please.
KA1-4QS.
Yep. There you go. I've got, is it Balgary Avenue, is that correct?
Yep, on number 40.
Kilmarnock, yep. Yep, that's fine. No problem at all. I've got you. Bear with me a moment. Okay, so with me being your case handler, you can save this number, okay? Any questions that you do have throughout the whole process, you can contact me on for any updates as well. I'm always available Monday to Friday from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m, okay?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Now, what I'm going to do for you as well, Mr. McDonald, I'm going to put a password on your file. So if you receive any calls and if you're a little bit suspicious and you don't wish to speak to them, all you need to do is ask for your password. If they do not have your password, you can put the phone down, okay? What would you like your password to be on your file? It can be anything. Favourite football team, favourite colour?
Rangers, then.
Rangers,
favourite football team, Rangers. So.
Yep, that's fine. I'll just leave it as Rangers, okay? So only yourself will know that, I'll know that, and the solicitors will know that, okay? Nobody else will know that password, all right? So if you do ask someone on the phone, do you know my password? If you don't know it, you can put the phone down, all right?
Okay.
Brilliant stuff. Right, I need to ask you, do you have a terminal illness at all?
No.
No. Okay. Next question to Mr. McDonald. We need to place a beneficiary or next of kin on your report. So what that means, if anything was to happen to you between now and you receiving your compensation, okay, and we couldn't pay the money out to you, who would you like the payment to go to?
My brother.
Your brother. And what's your brother's name?
It's Callum Campbell.
Is that C-A-L-U-M? Is that right?
C-A-L-L-U-M. And Campbell's got a P like this.
C-A-M-P-B-L-E.
E-L-E-L-L.
E-L-E-L-L, I do apologise. Okay. Mr. McDonald, have you got a contact number for him at all?
Yep.
He'll only be ever contacted if anything was to happen to you, i.e., obviously, if there was a death or anything like that, we'd have to contact him, all right?
Yeah, it's... I'll give you his mobile.
Yeah, go on.
It's 07777...
Yep. Yep.
187317. Yep.
I tell you what, that's an easy number, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of sevens.
Yeah, quite a lot. Okay. So I'm just going to go into the care settings menu now. Okay. So you said the first place you was at. Do you remember the name of the first place that you was at?
Boylton Children's Home. I don't know if it had an official name or I think that was its name.
Don't worry about it. Yeah, I'll be able to pull the record. Do you want to spell it for me if you don't mind, Mr. McDonald?
It's... C-O-Y-L...
Yep.
C-O-N. It's a little village in South Yester.
Yep. Okay.
And the children's home is sitting at the top of that.
I've got it here. Bear with me a moment. I think I've got the records up. Give me just 1 second. It was in South Ayrshire, is that correct?
Yes.
Yep. Bear with me a moment. I just think I've got the records here. In regards to the council, was it South Ayrshire Council, wasn't it? That it was under.
Yeah,
I can see it on the records. Give me a moment. Once again, if it just go quiet, I am just updating your record for you. All right.
No problem.
Cheers, bud.
I've seen this advertised quite a bit, and to be honest,
yeah.
After my time in care, I saw a psychiatrist. Yep. I still see a psychiatrist now, but it's a separate issue. But from time in care, I saw a psychiatrist and stuff, you know. I was a bit worried that there's perhaps going to reopen old wounds or whatever.
Of course. Well, what we'll try and do in regards to your statement, Mr. McDonald, we won't divulge too much into it, okay? What the solicitors will do, I'll ask you a few questions, the solicitors will draft up a statement for you. When they give you a call, they'll read it back to you. If that's along the lines of what kind of you experience, then you can say, yeah, that's fine. If you'd like to add anything to it, you can do. If you want to take anything away, you can do, okay? We do appreciate that the past can be a little bit distressing. So the past should really be left in the past. Now, with this compensation, it's unfortunately never going to heal any scars or any wounds, but it is going to provide, hopefully, a brighter future for you, okay? That's why the average compensation is around about £45,000, okay? We do have a 100% success rate of that as well, all right? So like I said, the solicitors will explain that to you when they give you a call. Now, when you was at Colden Children's Home, do you remember what year you went in there, roughly?
I'm not sure if it was the tail end of 99 or the start of 2000. So it was not long before my 14th birthday.
Right, I'm with you. Okay. Do you know how long you was in there for? How many years?
I was in there for about a year and a half, and then it was from there to Jailsland.
Right, okay. Okay, let me just update that. Give me a second. So I'm just going to save that there. And when you were left Colgan Children's Home, where did you go after that?
Galesland. That's in North Ayrshire. It's a residential school that was under the Church of Scotland. I saw its name on your website because it's G-E-I-L, it's spelled.
Say that again. Is it G-E-I-L?
Yep. G for golf. E-I-L-S-L-A-N-D.
S-L-A-N-D.
A for Alpha, N-D, yeah. Jail's Land. It's
Jail's Land. I've got it here. I've got it. I've got it. Give me a moment. Just looking at the records now for Jail's Land. I think we've had... We have actually had... we've had a few cases there that have gone through. Okay.
That's
got it
terrible.
In. Is it... Is it Jail's Land Road in Byfe in Ayrshire, is that correct?
Yeah, I wasn't sure if they had it. It's called Burnley, because it came out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Ayrshire's
I've got it for... was it an improved school for boys? That's what I can see on the records here.
Yeah, it was a residential school, basically.
I've got it. Go on.
Yeah. That place was quite bad. I mean, I don't know what they were thinking when I was in care. There was a guy there that got sacked from Bellini, and this isn't a rumour, this was confirmed. A guy that gets sacked from Bellini for being rough with prisoners, and you put him in with vulnerable kids. That's got to be a dumb...
Wow.
Whoever thought that was a good idea, I don't know. You know what I mean? Bellini for full-on corns, full-grown men.
Correct, careful, basically it's like an adult's prison, isn't it?
Aye. And a maximum security one at that.
Yeah.
No, you're open joke. And
correct.
The guy's rough there, gets sacked for his job there. Do you know where we'll put him in with a bunch of hot-headed, sometimes emotionally disturbed kids, aye? Whoever
not good
thought
that.
That
that's the reason why there's been a lot of... Yeah, that's why there has been actually a lot of cases that have been accepted from Galesland House. So I'm 100% sure your case will be accepted. Okay. Now, in regards to how long was you in Galesland House for? Do you know roughly?
Well, I was there from, they were talking about sending me earlier from Coylton. But you had to be 15 to go there. So basically, as soon as I was 15, I went there.
Yeah.
And then I was there till I was about 16 and a half, almost 17.
Okay. Well, what I need to ask you now, okay, so I do need to ask you these questions, and then we're going to move on, and then we're pretty much completed then. I'm going to get you an authorisation email sent out. We'll need one form of ID, one form of proof of address, and that's everything completed for your case, okay? Now, in Colgan Children's Home, when you first went there, did you suffer any mental abuse, physical abuse, or any sexual abuse?
Everything but sexual abuse, yeah. Neglect.
Okay.
Mental abuse and physical.
Okay, let me place that down. Give me a moment. Okay. Did it happen on a regular occurrence?
Yeah. See, I'll try to explain a bit. Yeah. It was regular. It depended on the staff. You had a few good staff and some kind of lazy staff, some all right staff, and a few terrible staff.
Yeah.
And the worst times was if you had two of the terrible staff on together. Because they just played off each other. They knew not to be as bad if you had a good member of staff on, if you know what I mean.
I'm with you.
Some of them.
In regards to the physical side of things, would you ever attacked off staff members?
There was other times, I felt they were heavy-handed with the restraining. I got up one time, not too badly, but The only time I'd say there was a full-on physical attack that I was scared of, there was a bit of a riot one day when I was in there. And
wow.
Then
the
staff, that was through neglectful staff. I said, I want you to phone my mum. They told me, your mum doesn't want to talk to you. Basically, it was two lazy staff on the same day. All they wanted to do was sit in the smoke room. They weren't letting us phone our parents or anything. So then, got annoyed, and yes, I broke a window, but then I got hit by a member of staff, and social work came up and kind of swept it under the carpet. It was a bit of a to-do.
Not acceptable, honestly. Not acceptable, Mr. McDonald. So this is the reason why now the compensation has been put in place, because of the correct protocols at that time were never put in place, okay? Now, I do need to ask you this question, Mr. McDonald. Do you feel within your adulthood it's affected you? Do you suffer from mental health, anxiety, trust issues, any PTSD?
Yep, I was at my psychiatrist today. I've been dealing with PTSD. Just now, I've got a depressive disorder and I suffer from serious anxiety. I'm on a antipsychotic for the depression and an anti-anxiety for the anxiety.
Okay. I need to put that onto your report in regards to medication, because that puts you in the higher bracket for the compensation. Bear with me a moment, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, in regards to, I just need to move on a little bit now, in regards to Gales Island House, was it pretty much the same there? Was there any physical, mental and sexual abuse?
Again, for me personally, everything but the sexual abuse.
Okay. Did you ever witness any children being attacked?
Yeah. Oh, on the, quite regularly, yes.
Honestly, Mr. McDonald, we don't have to go into it. If it can be a little bit distressing, we can.
But here's probably the worst story for me personally when I was in there. Had to hide in my unit, right? Because there was two ex-kids from there, stayed local. They came up and kidnapped the staff and locked them in a room because they had a particular beef with this staff. Armed police and everything swarming the place. I was attacked, but I'd say that was the worst incident, and I think that was the staff people reading what they showed. The boys weren't the brightest spark, so because they cut all the phone lines, right, before they come in. But by this time, there was a few people with mobile phones and whatnot. It made the news and everything, so it did.
Wow.
It was on the news, that particular incident.
Okay, I'm just placing that down. Bear with me a moment. Okay. It's massively important that we do take the notes so the solicitors can elaborate a statement together, okay?
Yeah.
Now, Alistair, what I'm going to do...
I know that one isn't particularly about staff violence. That was just a whole thing that happened. But that was, as I'm pointing out, that was boys that had been in there. I don't know what they were going through. Something, and obviously wanted their revenge, and a particular member of staff, and I had been hit off him. The guy thought he was funny. He was just a bully.
Yeah. I understand. We are gonna place that down on your report for you, all right. Like I said, the solicitors will elaborate a little bit. Now what I need to do on your report, we'll need one form of photo ID and one form of proof of address. Because the compensation is a substantial amount, the solicitors need to know exactly who they're dealing with. Now, what our administration team will do, do you use WhatsApp on your mobile at all, Mr. McDonald?
I haven't used it in ages, to be honest with you.
Hey, you're not. Are you okay sending emails?
Yeah, emails are fine, yeah.
Do you prefer to use an email? Right, no problem at all.
What I'm going to do, because I haven't used WhatsApp in a long time.
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. What I'm going to do? Why are you just on the phone now? I'm going to get you an email sent out. Okay. Have you got, in regards to ID, have you got a passport, bus pass, or a driving
passport.
License?
I've got a passport.
You got a passport, have you?
It might be,
yeah,
just...
Yeah, so we'll use that as your photo ID.
Give me a second, okay.
Oh, go on.
Council tax, oh, that's last year's council tax, I'll find this year's. My passport runs out next month.
All right, so it runs out next month. That's fine, though. We can use that as ID. It's not a problem. It's still in date. Now, we'll need as well a proof of address. Have you got any letters within the last 3 months?
That's what I'm saying. I've got this year's council tax bill.
Yeah, that's fine. When was that from?
They just sent out the start of this month.
Yeah, that's fine. Has it got a date on there?
2nd of March.
Yeah,
this
that's
year.
Perfectly fine. So I just need you to take 2 pictures of them for me. Now, with your passport, it needs to be open and it has to be the full passport. And with the letter, it has to be the full letter, okay?
Okay.
Okay, Mr. McDonald, so you should receive an email from myself, okay?
Okay.
And what you do need to do, you just need to press reply on that email and just attach the photos that you've just taken, and I'll let you know when that's come through to our end, okay?
Yeah. James Thompson. Yeah, James.
That's the one, Mr. McDonald, yeah.
So just reply to that. That's okay.
Yeah, just reply back to it and you should be able to attach. You should say attach photo.
Yeah, unfortunately, I think my finger's not covering anything in the passport one, but I can never get the flipping thing to stay open without holding it. I'm weighing it down.
It's not a problem if you hold it with your fingers and your fingers are at the side opening, that shouldn't be a problem.
Okay, I've just sent that over.
Okay, I'll just be able to check the inbox now. Bear with me a moment.
Sure.
Bear with me a moment, Mr. McDonald, okay?
Yep.
Have you pressed send on that? Because nothing's come through as of yet. Oh, wait, there we go. Bear with me a moment. I can see that now. Okay, that's fine with that. Just going to go back now and just check your ID. Yeah, that's perfectly fine, Mr. McDonald. So I'm going to download them and attach them to your case file now. Okay. Last but not least, I'm just going to get you an authorization email sent over to state that you're happy with one of the solicitors to contact you, and they'll discuss exactly how much they'll be going in for and how long the process is going to take for yourself. Okay.
Okay.
Bear with me a moment. This is just a click sign document, and that's everything then completed. Brilliant. So that you'll receive that via email and a text as well, and that's been sent out our end now. That should have come through to your phone.
Yeah, I've got a text. Yeah.
Brilliant. If you could, if they're both, you'll receive an email and a text. They're both the same thing. So if you just click on that form, it should open a link then. If you open that, you just scroll down, there should be a sign box where you can put a squiggle in with your finger, and then underneath that it says execute all documents.
Okay. Right, that's done.
Brilliant. So that's everything completed there now. Okay. So, Mr. McDonald, once again, my name is James Thompson. I am your case handler. If you've got any questions throughout the whole process, please do save this number and give me a contact back. Okay. What's going to happen now? I'm going to get this package, I'll get it fired over to the solicitors. They will be in contact with you now. You're going to receive within the next 48 hours a caseworker call from an 0161 number. Okay. That'll be the caseworker that deals with your case. They'll have your password on record. So if you're not sure who it is, just say if you've got my password, and they'll refer the password of Rangers, just so you know it's them. Okay. Now, I do need to make you aware, there are three ways you can proceed with a Scotland redress application. You can apply yourself without a solicitor. You can instruct a solicitor who participates in the government legal fee scheme, where up to £2,000 is paid by the government for legal advice, or you can instruct us under a private agreement. We do not participate in government legal fee schemes, so if you choose us, it's under a private agreement. Basically, what that means is that the solicitors will be going in for the maximum amount possible for your claim. Okay?
Okay.
Brilliant stuff. Mr. McDonald, do you have any questions at all?
No.
That's fine. Just wait for your call from the legal team now, and they'll be in contact with you, all right?
Okay, great. Thank you.
Brilliant. Mr. McDonald, no problem at all. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.